is sucked into a volcanic sinkhole where flesh-eating bats will nip at his screaming face.
Sheen, there aren't any volcanic sinkholes in Llama's Day Out.
Maybe that explains why I'm not having fun.
Hi, Carl. I ran out of chemicals mid-experiment, and I know you got a chemistry set for your birthday.
11!
Hey, you can use my chemistry set, Jim. Oh, the potato's not included.
Well, that's okay. I assume it comes with a few cc's of ethyl mercaptan?
No.
Well, I can work around that. How about some dimercurial sulfonadil?
Yeah. No.
Tritium nitrate?
I've got salt.
Oh, puking Pluto. How is a guy supposed to make a four-dimensional hypercube molecule without access to the complete spectrum of inorganic chemicals?
Welcome to my nightmare.
Here you go, Jimmy. Check out this leaflet from inside the box.
Also try our ultra-deluxe model. Contains every element from aluminum to zirconium. Now that's what I'm talking about. Who am I kidding? I don't have any money, and my birthday's 3 months away.
Quit procrastinating, Carl. But I'm not... Forget it. I'm running for you. One! And Carl's llama falls down. Down into the sulfurous mud pit. How the snake god will be pleased.
Hey, how can you roll the one if there are two dice?
Huh? Oh. Yeah, huh. Someone get me the jaws of life!
I wish I could invent something that would chew up 3 months of my life.
Summer's gold, trust me.
Too bad you can't use your hypno thingamajiggy to make your parents think your birthday's next week.
Carl, that's brilliant!
Really? But I said it.
No, think about it, Carl. I mean, my parents enjoy seeing me happy, don't they?
That's true. It'd be selfish to make them wait another 3 months to give you a gift when they could give it to you next week.
Next week? I can't stand to make them suffer one more day. To the lab! Okay, now to set the hypno command. Tomorrow is Jimmy's birthday.
Here comes Mr. Walking Man. Walk, walk, walking, walking man.
Mom, Dad, look over here.
It's not polite to point, son. But I guess we can let it slide because it's your birthday tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Hugh, presents.
Sweet petunias. We have to go to the mall for Jimmy.
Oh, and what are you going to buy?
Groceries.
Then gift wrap. For the groceries.
Okay, I'll just stay here and play with my woefully out-of-date chemistry set.
And don't you dare look when we come back. We want the groceries to be a surprise.
Swift one, Sugar Booger. Don't burn down the house, son. Bye-bye.
Cool, pardon me, Tron, but aren't you kind of old for the clown thing?
Well, you know, parents, they like thinking that we're all still 5 years old.
That was amazing! Did you have to swear a circus oath to never reveal the source of your clown powers?
Don't make fun of me.
Happy birthday, Jimmy!
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Remember when we said we were getting groceries? Well, we got some, and then we stopped and got this!
No!
Yeah!
I was utterly fooled.
You're having a birthday party and you didn't even invite us, Neutron? Not that we'd want to come.
Sorry, it was kind of unexpected.
What do you mean?
Don't you know when your own birthday is?
Yes, of course. In fact, I have another one coming up in a couple months.
Cindy, Libby, have some cake and goodie bags.
Hi, how's it going? So, which kid is yours?
I'm the clown.
Oh, I didn't want to assume. Well, in this house, we never judge people by the multicolor of their skin.
Ah, great birthday. Great four-dimensional hypercube. Night, Goddard.
Happy birthday, Jimmy!
Did you say today's my birthday?
That's right!
Your party's already started. We called all your friends.
Yeah, and almost half of them called us back. We even hired a clown!
This is how cool.
That's awesome. That's better than awesome. It's clownificent.
Let me guess, Neutron. You've finally driven your parents insane.
We know something's going on, and we're gonna find out what.
Cindy, Libby, have some cake and goodie bags.
You were saying?
Happy birthday, Jimmy!
Hiya, clownies!
I thought you were only going to do this once, Jimmy.
I must have worded the hypno command wrong. I'll undo it right now. Although, I could use a few more beakers and test tubes.
Happy birthday, Jimmy!
3 birthday parties in a row. You're one lucky dude, Neutron.
Jimmy's not lucky. He is a genius.
Yeah, I'm going to Jimmy's birthday every day for the rest of my life. Happy 7th birthday this week, Jim. I kind of ran out of gift ideas, so I brought you some meat from my refrigerator.
How about the quarter behind the ear?
You did that yesterday.
I could make my hair go up and down.
You did that one Thursday.
New tricks, new tricks, new tricks.
Cindy, Libby, have some cake and goodie bags.
No thanks, Mrs. Neutron. Do you have any carrot sticks or maybe some antacid?
Live a little, girls. Jimmy's birthday only comes once a year.
And now I'm gonna, pull a mysterious label out of my hat. Dry clean only.
Come on.
No donkey is safe from my awesome tail pinning abilities.
Hey, what are you.
Ow! Oops, my bad, Carl.
Ow. No offense, Jimmy, but if you wanted to skip your birthday for a few days. I wouldn't mind.
Ugh, yeah, I'm getting a little tired of the party bit myself, Carl. I guess nothing lasts forever.
Except summer school. Trust me.
Hypnobeam, reprogram.
Okay, here's a new one. I take something from the audience and hit it with a hammer. That'll do just fine.
Hey,
oh! Oh, wait, it says, put it under a hanky and pretend to hit it. Anyone got a hanky?
I'm stuck in my birthday. Mom, Dad, listen, is it okay if I don't have a birthday party today?
Well, of course you're not having a birthday party today, Jimbo. You're going off to college!
College?
Happy 18th birthday!
And since we seem to be up to our chinny-chin-chins in massive, paralyzing debt, Mr. Giggles will be moving into your room. I never get tired of that one.
Oh, wait! I'm not 18! You can't just give my bedroom away to some creepy circus performer!
See you downstairs at your going-away party!
Ah, this is the life. Say, could you teach me how to get my hair in that ridiculous shape?
See, you were hypnotized the whole time. I'm still just a kid, really. I like sugary cereals, and I think girls are icky and everything.
Surprise!
Huh?
We know it's not really your birthday, Jimmy.
You know?
Yes, we know. When Mr. Giggles broke your thingamajiggity, it undid that dark and sinister hold you had over our thoughts.
From now on, you'll just have to wait for your birthday like everyone else.
Oh, and Carl's mom wants her meat back.
I'm sorry I tricked you guys, but your parties were so much fun for a while.
Jimmy, clowns and balloons don't make kids happy. Moms and dads make kids happy.
Well, what a lovely sentiment, Mr. Giggles. You've got a heart as big as your shoes.
Thanks. Here's my bill.
Holy coconuts!
If you need me, I'll be reflecting on how fortunate I am to have such forgiving parents. Bye!
Not so fast, young man. There's still the matter of your punishment.
No one with a genius IQ should have to scrub floors to pay off a clown. How long does this go on for?
Forever. Trust me.